أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, and we're focusing on Muhammad Square, and in particular, the semicircle of Ahlul Bayt Circle. Today we will look at Surah Al-Kawthar, Surah number 108.
Translated as the abundant good. In essence, it is abundance beyond which there is no further increase, an abundance that is unfathomable, uncomparable. It is like trying to fathom the rahmah of Allah. Because the metrics that we operate with are of this world and are constrained by time and space, we're unable to quantify them. So all I can say is abundance that is limitless, positive, limitless abundance. Now, with that in mind, let's first look at the focus of this surah. In essence, it was consolation to the Prophet, granting him this limitless abundance and assuring him of his legacy. So let's look when this surah was revealed. The Prophet ﷺ had already lost two sons in infancy, Qasim and Tahir. Now, this third loss was that of Ibrahim. Ibrahim's mother was Maria Kiptia, and the Prophet was extremely upset. History tells us that one of the enemies of Islam, called As bin Nu'ayl, comes to ask him for the reason of his sadness. And hearing of his loss, he goes back to his groupies of Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl, Walid ibn Mughira, and announces that Muhammad is Abtar. Abtar refers to an animal without a tail, in other words, one without a successor. And they had the audacity to dance and sing, Batara Muhammad, Batara Muhammad. In other words, Muhammad has no legacy, Muhammad has no progeny, Muhammad has no successorship. The surah is a consolation to the Prophet, expounding on this limitless, timeless, immense abundance granted to him. And before we look at the surah, let's look at the two types of abundance that the Quran talks about. See, both Kawthar and Takathur allude to abundance, but they're diametrically opposite to each other. Takathur is negative abundance, which human beings vie for through greed, cheating, harming others, oppressing others, whilst Kawthar is limitless, abundant goodness from divinity. Now let's look at the surah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Indeed, we have given you al-kawthar. Mufassirin have given us many, many explanations of Kawthar. Let's just look at a few. The traditional explanation is that of a spring in Jannah, to which we can all have access, provided we stick to those who have been granted it. Kawthar also means abundance of descendants. It's a fact that none can correctly count the descendants of the Prophet, whereas those who taunted him are unknown. Kawthar is the rapid growth of the followers of the Prophet. Islam began with the Prophet Khadija and Imam Ali. By the time the Muslims emigrated from Mecca to Medina, their number had increased to about 60 or 70 individuals. Today, there are about 1.6 billion Muslims in the world. Other Mufassirin tell us that Al-Kawthar refers to the Prophet's global popularity. Still others tell us that the word refers to the Qur'an and its teaching, which continues to appeal to more and more people. Even after 14 centuries, it remains the most read book in the world. It also implies the other abundance of good given to the Prophet in the world and in the hereafter. We've seen Surat al-Dhuha, Surat al-Inshirah, the Qur'an revealed to his heart, the Adhan, his name in the Adhan, the Salawat, revelation, legacy. All of that is Kawthar. But I'd like to look and focus at Kawthar relating to the Prophet's family, the vessel through which the fountain of wisdom and knowledge, that is the truth revealed in the Quran, was preserved and sustained for transmission to future generations. Through Sayyidina Fatima alayhi salam and Imam Ali alayhi salam and the Imams that followed. It is this that is the true Kawthar. And the surah continues, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Therefore pray to your Rabb, to your Lord, and make a sacrifice. So paraphrasing it, continually connect to your Rabb. Nahar, the sacrifice, in this context does not mean to just sacrifice a camel or a sheep, for the philosophy of sacrificing is based upon selflessness and serving his cause. And finally, in Nashaniyaka Hual Abdar, certainly your enemy shall be the one cut off. The ayah refers to those who celebrated when the Prophet lost his son, saying, Batara Muhammad, alluding to the fact that the Prophet had no sons to continue his name. Allah uses a stronger reference to those who taunted him, implying that they would be the ones who would have no legacy. See, they did have sons, but the intended message is that their thoughts, their ideas and goals would wither away and be buried in the dustbin of history, because falsehood by its very nature, it's fleeting. Based on this, we can conclude that Al-Kawthar refers to the Qur'an and the Ahlul Bayt, which has and will endure the test of time and will be the legacy of all those who wish to reach their full potential. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to connect with the limitless Al-Kawthar, the Qur'an and the Ahlul Bayt, so our efforts to reach our full potential bear results and not be cut off, not be abtar. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.